This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, an engineer working under Russian occupation at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, has told VOA that Russian forces have placed artillery and missile installations within and around the property of the plant and have caused explosions near the plant in an apparent attempt to discredit the Ukrainian military. Negotiations have been underway for inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to gain access to the site to determine whether there's a risk of a catastrophic accident. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi said this week he hopes to conclude negotiations with the two countries on details of an inspection visit soon. Ukraine's state nuclear company announced Thursday that fires at a nearby plant had cut off the last connection line between the plant and the Ukrainian power grid. The Russian Church Patriarch scrubbed a meeting where he would have met with Pope Francis. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has a report.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has canceled plans to attend a meeting in Kazakhstan next month, where he was expected to meet with Pope Francis. It's a sign of further deterioration in Vatican-Russian Orthodox relations over Russia's war in Ukraine. The Patriarch has justified the invasion of Ukraine on spiritual and ideological grounds, calling it a metaphysical battle with the West. Francis has denounced the war in Ukraine, but has tried to keep a door open to dialogue with Moscow, refraining from condemning Russia or President Vladimir Putin by name. I'm Walter Ratliff.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. And from Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday the number of new monkeypox cases fell 20% globally last week, but new cases increased in the Americas. WHO said there's still intense transmission of the disease. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there are signs the monkeypox outbreak is slowing in Europe, which he credited to a combination of effective public health measures, changes in behavior, and a vaccination. But he said the opposite is true in the Americas, particularly in Latin America. He said insufficient awareness or public health measures are combining with a lack of access to vaccines to make the situation worse. Authorities in Myanmar have detained Britain's former ambassador to the Southeast Asian nation. Vicky Bowman and her Burmese husband were detained on Wednesday. This according to sources familiar with the case. The couple runs the Myanmar Center for Responsible Business. A source with knowledge of the situation said Bowman and her husband, a former political prisoner, had been charged with immigration offenses. This comes as Britain announced it is imposing fresh sanctions to target military-linked businesses in Myanmar and joined the case against Myanmar in the International Court of Justice. In the United States, the Uvalde School Board has fired the police chief after a mass shooting in May. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
The Uvalde School District's embattled police chief has been fired following allegations that he made several critical mistakes during a mass shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. The district's board of trustees voted to dismiss Chief Pete Arredondo, who has faced criticism since the May 24th massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Officers armed with rifles waited in a school hallway for more than an hour while the gunman carried out the shooting. Arredondo has tried to defend his actions, telling a Texas House committee that he did not consider himself to be the incident commander on the scene. State police, in a damning investigative report in July, had criticized the police chief for failing to take charge of the scene, not breaching the classroom sooner, and wasting time by looking for a key to a likely unlocked door. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. military said Wednesday it destroyed vehicles and equipment used to launch rockets at two sites used by U.S. troops in northeastern Syria. A U.S. Central Command statement said the U.S. response, which involved attack helicopters, killed two or three suspected Iran-backed militants and destroyed vehicles and other equipment used to launch the rockets. And once again, an engineer working under Russian occupation at Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has told VOA Russian forces have put artillery and missile installations in and around the property of the plant. This is VOA News.